strong in the spirit and in wisdom. We have remembered his circumcision, his baptism in the Jordan River, and the first of his signs at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee, where water was made into wine. And now on this, the last great day of his epiphany, we present ourselves in this temple to his glory, even as we recall his own presentation at the ancient temple in Jerusalem. There he was first offered to the Father and shown as the light which enlightens the face of all men. And there his mother was purified according to the law of Moses. Therefore, let us sing of his glory and wonder at his consolation revealed through Holy Scripture. And let us beseech him that our eyes shall indeed see his salvation. But first, let us pray for this our college, dedicated to his Blessed Mother. Let us remember every provost, fellow, scholar and commoner, past and present. Let us submit ourselves before him, asking him to lead us by his true and kindly light, which both quickens and refines like a refiner's fire. Let us pray that as we now look to the season of Lent and to the coming Passion of our Lord, the thoughts of our hearts may be made clean and pure in his sight. Amen.
And thou shalt show forth thy grace.
Today thou revealest to the aged Simeon thy light, which enlightens the nations. Fill our hearts, we pray, with the light of faith, that we may walk in the path of goodness and come to that light which shines forever. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us also bring our prayers to God this evening for a world full of pain and darkness. For all who suffer from physical, mental, and spiritual distress, for the hungry and the homeless, the destitute and the depressed, the unemployed and the unappreciated. May the love of God renew them in hope and plant the seeds of mercy in all those who may help them. O God, you made us in thine own image and redeemed us through Jesus thy Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in the bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish thy purposes here on earth. That in thy good time all nations